Beitza Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beitza Bavli Daf Yud Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on the Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the top of the page Beishama Oimim Ein Moilichim. Beishama Oimim Ein Moilichim Chala Umatonis Lekoyen Beyomtuf Ben Jehumu Me'emesh Ben Jehumu Me'ayoim Beisil Matirim. Beishama says one may not take Chala and the gifts of the Kahanim to the Koyen on Yomtuf, whether they were separated before Yomtuf or on Yomtuf, and Beisil will permit it. Omu Beishama Gzeira Shava Chala matonis matona lekoyen utruma matona lekoyen kshem she'im alichin es atruma kach lo yolichu es matonis. Beshamai said it's like a gezeira shava. Chala and the gift to the kahanim are given to the koyen, and truma is given to the koyen. Just as truma may not be taken, so the gifts may not be taken. Amu lahen beshamai lo yim amaltim atruma she'ina zakai b'haramasa tamim b'matonis she'zakai b'haramasa. Beisil responded that Truma is different as it may not be separated on Yom Tov, but the gifts may be separated on Yom Tov. And the Gemara says, Tani am Rabbi Yehuda lo nechaku beisham beis Hillel shemalichim es ha-matonos shehumu b'yom Tov ves ha-matonos shehumu b'erev Yom Tov im matonos shehumu b'yom Tov. The Gemara brings from a Baisa. Rabbi Yehuda says that both Beishamai and Beis Hillel agree that one may take the gifts that were separated on Yom Tov and take the gifts that were separated before Yom Tov together with the gifts that were separated on Yom Tov. Amanechaku al hamatonis shehumu v'yomtuf la'atzman shebeishamai oisim beisil matirim. The dispute is about taking the gifts that were separated on yomtuf by themselves, that beishamai prohibit and beisil permit it. V'kasha al de beisil el truma ein azakai b'haramasa hagi'atzmacha sheyesh aleha tonai. A question against beisil is that can one not separate truma on yomtuf? Surely there's a case when one made a declaration before yomtuf verbally separating truma and then actually separated it on yomtuf. The Gemara answers they decreed against Truma upon which one made a verbal declaration that one should not take it on Yom Tov because of a regular Truma case that was separated on Yom Tov. V'lama tanin en chala? Why did the Mishnah teach a case of chala? Even Truma could be separated on Yom Tov if a declaration was made in advance. B'vnei chala shehumu b'yom Tov? The answer is for chala is preferable because it's permitted to separate on Yom Tov even without a declaration. Ka'adod tani halash isa b'yom Tov, mafish chalasa b'yom Tov, Lasha me'erv Yom Tov v'shachach la'afish chalasa osa letaltala v'ein tzach loyma litum emena irum. It is like the braisa, one who needs dough on Yom Tov separates its chala on Yom Tov. One who needed on erev Yom Tov and forgot to separate dough, he may not move the dough and certainly may not separate the chala on Yom Tov. Loy ama ela lash avo iris loy. In the second law, it only spoke about if it was fully needed before Yom Tov. What if the water was added to the flour but it was not actually needed? It seems to be permitted. Amr Shmuel Achaydu Rabbi Brachia Tipata Be'isa Tmeya She'ina Mafrish Chalasa Ela B'Seif. Rabbi Shmuel, the brother of Brachia, answered that the case was with Tamei Dough when the Chale separated only at the end. Amr Yosef Berbun Bedin Haya Be'isa Tahira Shle Yafrish Chalasa Ela B'Seif Takona Tiknu Ba Shiafrishena Tchila Shle Tamei Isa. Rabbi Yosef Berbun said that in truth one should even separate Tar Chala at the end, but a decree was made to separate it at the beginning when the water was added to prevent the dough from becoming tummy. Masnisa b'yomtuf shel Pesach of about Seres of a Chag Mutter. The braisa that teaches that the dough may not be moved refers to the yomtuf of Pesach as it will become chomet, but on Shavuos and Sukkos it's permitted. Rabbi Yosef Berbun, Rabbi Chuna b'shem Rabbi Acha afilu b'at Seres of a Chag Osa al Shem v'chol melacha liyase b'hem. Rabbi Yosef Berbun and Rav Chuna, quoting Rav Acha, said that even on Shavuos and Sukkos it may not be moved, as the Pasuk says in Shmos Perk Yud Beis Pasuk Tev Zayin, no malacha may be performed on them, and separating challah looks like the malacha of fixing.